remainder of the term. And that's going to be the difference.
Do we
the
have
mayor
a...
would serve until 2028 if you did an election.
Is there like a roundabout number of what an elect just
what
from,
it costs.
What the cost of an election would be? I know it's expensive. I'm just
shooting in the dark, but I'd say it's around $50,000.
That's okay.
Because we're the only ones that would be putting up brochures. We have to do all of it. We have to pay for the time at the elections office. It's not advisable when you're doing a singleton. Not when we have another election coming up in 2026. So the provisional appointment must be made within 30 to 60 days, which is for us August 30th. And the appointment only serves until the next board election. So what that means for us is that if you appoint somebody, it's to fill, people think you're filling Robin's cycle, but you're not. The person has to be up for election in 2026. So that means we will have four board members up for election in 2026. Three of which will be elected to a four-year term. One will be elected to a two-year term. And then in 2028, we'll be back to the three and two. But for the next election, okay, it's going to be four of the five.
I get it.
As soon as you give a provisional appointment to somebody, they take on the full powers and duties upon that appointment. They become a board member. They sit, they vote, they do it all. So that happens. Within 10 days of the appointment, the district is required to post the notice of vacancy and appointee in three public places. So we'll probably do it at the post office, and we'll do it on our website. You have to add that too, and then we'll figure out two other public places. They can be our schools because they're open to the public. And then we have to include the open appointment date, appointee's name, and vacancy details. So this is after you've decided if you, first of all, you have to decide if you want to appoint. And then you have to decide how to go across that, and we'll do that in a minute. And then, once you do that, you appoint somebody, that's when we have to make it public. When that happens, the community can challenge the appointment. So what they would have to do is they have to file a petition within 30 days. The petition has to have enough valid signatures to force the district to then terminate that provisional appointment. We'd have to terminate it, and then we'd have to do the election.
Can it be for any reason? Like,
I
don't like that person, she's not my friend, and yes, they go out and get signatures?
How many signatures?
I don't know what the number of signatures is. I'd have to call the elections office for that. But it's not a large number. This has never been done in the history of our attorneys, but it is part of the law. So, and they would have to be a signature. They have to be a valid legal citizen vote. You know, they have to be registered to vote in California. Blah 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 blah. So the appointment must occur at a notice board meeting. It could be a special meeting or it could be a regular meeting. It does not need to be just a regular meeting. So that will be later. I'll suggest that we have a second meeting in August to, if you decide to appoint. The boards, now here's the thing. You can do a number of things if you decide to do the provisional appointment. You can accept applications, and I've put together an application that you have in your board agenda. You can use a screening committee if you wish. My suggestion is you don't. My suggestion is you are the screening committee. Then, or you can directly appoint. So what you can do is you can just decide that we want to appoint Craig, right? And you don't have to go through the application process and all of that. You just appoint somebody. This happens quite often when you maybe say you have a year left, 2 years left on the thing, and somebody says, well, let's just appoint the retired board member that left last year. And you can appoint them to fill the interim 2 years, and then they typically don't run, and so then you end up getting, so the direct appointment is basically you just decide who it's going to be, and you appoint them. And then we can come up with sample scripts and notices from our attorneys to do that. So in conclusion, you have to act within But we're still within the 60-day timeline. As long as we do all of our stuff by August 30th, you're well within the time. So that's the process. I'm happy to answer any questions from you or the audience on how that would look. And this does not take any, this is an informational item. I'm just explaining how the process goes. So if you have a question, please let me know.
The law has changed since that policy was put in place.
Okay.
And we would have had new policies had the CSBA come at the time that they were going to, but now they're coming in October. But the law specifically says they don't have to take an application. They can just appoint somebody. And that policy was probably back in 2000.
Last year when you sent it to me.
Yeah, but I don't know when it was
when
dated.
They were updated.
Last time it was updated. But yeah, they can do that.
Could you find out for me what are valid reasons on a petition?
I'm sorry?
Could you find out what, like a gist of what a valid reason is on a petition?
There's no,
I don't like you.
A community member can say, we don't like the process, or we don't like the person that you picked, or we don't think it was fair, and they can go out and petition to get signatures, and then if they do that, then they get the signatures and they go to the county clerk and the clerk verifies that they have the right signatures on the right number of people, then they would force us into an election.
I wonder how many signatures.
And then we get the cost of that.
We get the cost of that.
Can you find out how many signatures that would be?
I can find out how many signatures, and I can also find out what the cost of an election is.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
Can I ask one more question?
Absolutely.
I just saw it says that for the appointment they have to meet eligibility requirements.
Yes.
On the info. I haven't looked that up. Could you summarize? Would you know what those are?
Yes, they have to be within the vote, the Wheatland.
The district?
Yeah, so we can't appoint somebody that lives in Plumas Lake, or we can't appoint somebody that lives on Beale Air Force Base. It has to be somebody who lives within Wheatland that would normally be voted on.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be in the city. It can be in the county. I mean, it can be in Wheatland, whatever you call it. It's not the city of Wheatland, but it's the outskirts of.
It's our school district.
Yeah, within our school district.
So it's basically the same requirements as if you were running for the election normally.
And they have to be a registered voter, and they can't be a felon, and there's some other things that, if you're prevented from voting, you can't be put in there. And the interesting thing is, like, for example, if you go down Jasper, if you get down to where that house is on the left, what's the family's name?
Middleton's
live. That's Plumas Lake. So you have to be very careful about where they live. So we would have to take the addresses and make sure they're within our jurisdiction.
Any other questions? Okay.
Thank you for doing all that research.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, 5.6. Appointment, I'm sorry, did I miss one?
7. We're on 5. Oh yeah, 5.6.
Yeah, we just did the information, right? The board?
Yep.
Placement information?
Yep.
Okay. 5.6, appointment of provisional board member or order election.
So this is where you as the board have to decide whether you're going to go with the election or you're going to go with the provisional appointment. You have to make a motion and a second to decide one or the other.
Well, I make a motion that we go with the, not the election costing lots of money, but the appointment.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, that passes. 5.7, provisional appointment timeline and application.
So I've put together an application with working with our legal department and the timeline that we have to follow, which you have in your agenda. You have to approve the application, and then we would put it out on our website, and those could apply. You can do that and still decide to appoint somebody without doing the application process, but you're going to need to approve the application in case you go that route where you want to do the interviews. So that there's an application packet in your And I believe it's, I think it's on the public one as well.
I take it our attorneys have looked at this and...
Yes. Yeah, we're not, unfortunately, we're not the first group to have to do this, but here we are.
Unfortunately, we are the group that can't do anything right to the public eye, so it's going to come back to us.
Constitutes of availability.
That is true. Well, and not the public eye, and a few public people's eye.
Are there any questions regarding 5.7? May I get a motion?
I make a motion to accept 5.7.
A second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That passes. 5.8, set second August board meeting.
So I'm just asking that the board set a second meeting. I suggested August 28th. It's open for whatever you want to do. It needs to be before August 30th so that you can make, if you make an appointment, you can do it at that time. If you want to do the interviews and make the appointment, you can do it on that date as well. What you're going to have to do is, if you do the interviews, you're going to have all of them here in open session, and you're going to go through their applications, and you're going to come up with questions that you want to ask each of the board potential board members, and then you as a group of four will decide which one that you want to be the provisional appointment. Or as a group of four, you can decide that you just want to appoint somebody. That's, again, up to you. But either way, you're going to have a second meeting before August 30th. Okay. So I put August 28th because that's a normal, Thursday, right?
Thursday.
Does anybody have an objection to the 28th?
Does that give us enough time to get everything submitted on Friday or whatever we do?
Yeah. We don't have to submit it to anybody by then. You just have to make the appointment by then.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I make a motion that we set the second board meeting for August on the 28th.
Second.
5 o'clock?
Same time? 5 o'clock?
Yeah. Okay, so second board meeting. Thursday, August 28th at 5 p.m. All those in favor say, I'm sorry, they got a second.
Have a second?
Yeah.
There's a second.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
aye.
You. All those opposed? Okay, that passes. And now the 25-26 Wheatland School District Parent Handbook, revised.
Right. So each time we make some changes to the handbook, we bring it to the board for approval. So you have a copy of the new handbook. Some of it is changing people's names, but there are some additional changes. I think they're highlighted in there. Hopefully they came out this way. What was it? Oh yeah, it's so the law with cell phones, I'm sure you saw that the high school came out with a new thing about not allowing cell phones during regular time, and it could only be at breaks and lunches. That's state law. So we have to do the same thing. But what in our handbook, what it didn't talk about is watches. And kids are very good at having their cell phone in their backpack, but still, you know, doing whatever on their watches. And so this is an update to that to match the state law. Thank you. See, I needed you guys here. So the merit trips, what we've decided to add with the merit trips, so it's just not about merit, is attendance. And so not only do they have to have 100 merits to attend the merit trip, but they also have two or fewer absences for that trimester. Here's the thing, is we have kids that don't come to school very often. They don't lose their merits because they're not there. And they get to go on the merit trip. And then we have other kids that lose a merit, but they're there every day, and they don't get to go on the merit trip. So this kind of combines the two of them to say, you not only do you have to keep your behavior in the right direction and not lose your merits, but you also have to be in school.
Independent study does count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, independent study would count for this. It does not count for perfect attendance, but it counts for this.
And then no.
How many demerits does a referral take away?
I started 100, they give a referral every 95, and there are 8 on this
And you have to have 100 to go on the merit.
Yeah, you have to have 100 to go on the merit.
So you better not screw up at all or chew no gum or anything like that.
Well, they get warnings.
You get 3 blue slips. Oh.
Oh, so the blue slips are the war. Okay.
The blue slips are the warnings. And gotcha. So, and that's if they even give them a blue slip the first time for the warning. Most of these kids, by the time they get a referral, they have been talked to until they're, only 4th grade district-wide, so our K degrees will not go on merit trips or what merit incentives. We'll, of course, still do activities and things for them, but it won't be tied to behavior and attendance because a lot of the attendance can't be focused back on the littles. But our 4th through 8 certainly give themselves.
And this is an incentive, right? It's an incentive for them to behave and an incentive now for them to come to school. And as I've talked about for the last few years, our attendance has been atrocious. And personally, I don't think that's the kids' fault, right? It's parents that just let them stay home. There are obviously kids that are sick and whatnot. But with independent study being a part of it, if they're sick for 5 days, they can do their independent study. They don't miss out on the merit trip. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Susan, let Renee go.
So that the law has changed on independent study. You can actually do it this independent study if your child's sick on Monday. You can get the work on Tuesday that they missed on Monday, and they can do the work at home and turn it into the teacher, and they get credit for being there that day.
So,
that used to be the law. I think we did between 5 and 15 days before, but now it can be 1, and it never used to be in the rears. You couldn't do you couldn't miss something and then come back and do it, but now you can do that.
Awesome. That's so awesome. Cool. Yeah, it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
Why do they stop the independent study on March 30th? That just seems really early. It's like people just keep coming out. That's your kid doesn't count for attendance, so you don't have to be kind of through that. So that's the way our attendance cycle goes. And so it doesn't do any good to do independent study because your attendance, when it comes in there, doesn't necessarily even get reported at that point. We don't get to do funds.
And here, Taryn, our teachers get paid to do independent study, and so after March, whatever the date was, 15th, P2, the state no longer looks at absences, so we don't get paid anything extra for them doing independent study, but yet we're going to have to pay the teacher. And so it becomes a financial issue for us, where if it's before March 15th, that becomes a paid day by the state. And 8th graders we allow longer, too, because 8th grade, we need their attendance for the ability to walk across the stage, and so they can do independent study in 8th grade all the way till the end of the year.
So not for attendance payment purposes.
It's not attendance payment purposes, but we don't count it against it because that is kind of school-based.
Are there any other questions regarding the revision of the parent handbook? Can I get a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Board comments.
I just want to add one thing about independent study, just so you know for the future. If with our July summer camp, if they attend summer camp in July and they're in the classes with the teachers, they can pre-earn absences. So they, we keep a list, and they can say, I'm going to miss 3 days to go to Oklahoma, but they went to summer camp, so they can use those 3 days as their independent study days to make up for those. It's only the July one. It has to be, the reason it can only be July is because it has to be with a teacher. It can't, our June camp, we don't have certificated staff there. Our July one is solely about academic and interventions.
Any other comments?
Just thank you to all the admin for getting everything up and going and running, and you know, it's, everything looked great.
Except the wind.
Except for Ann running, chasing, and then Jody taking off running. I mean, they had some runners, but you know. Yeah.
Got to wear your tennis shoes.
I was like, yeah, I looked fast.
I thought it was pretty funny when Blake told me that, yeah, five of the ladies were chasing him, and I just went out and got him.
No, but thank you all for all that you do. And teachers, your classrooms look great for the ones that we peeked in and saw. So everything looked really, really good. So,
and even through all the trials and tribulations with the HVAC and the refrigerators and the water, and you guys all came together and did what you do all the time for
thank
our
you.
Kids. Thank you very much.
And
thank
I wanted
goodness
to,
it wasn't 101.
Yes. Very much.
And
so.
I wanted to thank you too for coming on board and being as thorough and amazing
she
as you're doing.
She has taken my stress level down about 10 notches.
Good.
So thank you.
So. We didn't even scare away the first
afternoon.
Yeah.
Or the end.
And if they didn't scare you, you're all good now. And thank you, Nick, for always being here taking, I know you don't get the short straw sometimes, and you know, you got to take care of all of our
they take
needs.
Turns.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, sometimes I think Chad just is like, oh.
Chad looks at the agenda and says, oh, it's your turn. Oh, this one's going to be a 5-minute one, I'll do this one.
Okay, we're going to move to closed session.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.